is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 26th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of the screenwriter Anita Loos, born Mount Shasta, California, 1899, went to work in Hollywood, wrote about 150 screenplays. Best known to us for her diary of a young woman named Lorelei Lee. It came out in 1925 in a magazine and the next year in book form. The book entitled Gentlemen Prefer Blondes became a hit Broadway musical starring Carol Channing, Hollywood movie starring Marilyn Monroe. Anita Loos, who said, "The people I'm furious with are the women's liberationists. They keep getting up on soapboxes and proclaiming women are brighter than men. That's true, but it should be kept quiet, or it ruins the whole racket." It's the birthday of John James Audubon, born in Haiti, 1785, son of a French naval officer and a chambermaid, grew up in Nantes in France, lived through the Reign of Terror, became fascinated by nature, and particularly birds. He began practicing his drawing skills. His father owned a farm in Pennsylvania, and he sent the boy off there when Audubon was 18 years old, so he would not be drafted into Napoleon's army. He arrived on the farm, and he conducted the first bird banding experiment in America, tying silver thread to the legs of eastern phoebes to see where they migrated. He and his wife moved to Kentucky. His business ventures failed, and so he took off through the South to illustrate birds, and in 1827 came out with the first volume of his Birds of America. John James Audubon, whose advice was, "Make up your mind, shoulder your gun, muster your spirits, and start in search of the interesting unknown." And it's the birthday of the philosopher who said, "The limits of my language are the limits of my mind. All I know is what I have words for." Ludwig Wittgenstein, born Vienna, 1889. Here's a poem for today by Richard Jones entitled Certain People. "My father lives by the ocean and drinks his morning coffee in the full sun on his deck, talking to anyone who walks by on the beach, and in the afternoon he works part-time at the golf course, sailing the fairways like sea captain in a white golf cart. My father must talk to 100 people a day, yet we haven't spoken in weeks. As I get older, we hardly speak at all. It's as if he were a stranger and we had never met. I wonder if I were a tourist on the beach or a golfer lost in woods and met him now for the very first time, what we'd say to each other, how his hand would feel in mine as we introduced ourselves, and if, as is the case with certain people, I'd feel when I looked him in the eye, I'd known him all my life." A poem by Richard Jones, Certain People, from Country of Air, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.